So one of the people preparing for the big stride for sight is Margaret Oldham from Bodmin. Margaret, first of all, just tell me about why you're keen to take part.
Well, the reason I'm so keen to take part is that CBA have done so much for us. All the activities we do are mostly through CBA, and it's just to give something back to them, you know.
And you're partially sighted yourself?
Yes, I am, yes.
Just tell me how much sight you have.
I have very little. I have a little sight in my left eye, which is quite blurred. I can't recognise people till, or features till I'm right up to them, literally. So I go by voices, really, when I meet people.
This stride for sight, what sort of preparations are you doing for it?
Well, I'm in the gym 5 mornings a week and I go on the treadmill for 30, 35 minutes, plodding away on that. So, and then I do walk dogs as well, so my dog and my daughter's dog. So that's my training.
It's 11 miles. And yes. And I suppose what one of the things is that you're going to be walking that 11 miles with people. Some of them you'll know and some people you'll be meeting for the first time. And stories and experiences to share.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. Everybody's sight is different and different problems, you know. So it'd be quite interesting and quite enjoyable.
Just tell me about the sort of things that you've gained personally by being a member of the Cornwall Blind Association that you obviously want to raise money to pay for.
Yes. Well, on a Monday, usually it's a computer class course for the blind, which is very good. And Monday evenings twice a month is dancing in St. Austell for the blind. Wednesdays we go to St. Austell for rifle shooting with bugs. Thursday morning we go to Bugle Blues in Bugle and bowling. And then Thursday afternoon twice a month is chess for beginners for the blind. And Friday morning I go to braille classes for the blind.
So all of this is paid for by the Cornwall Blind Association, isn't it?
Nearly all of it. I think there's just the one item that, Braille, I think. But everything else, the CBA funds, you know, which is brilliant. Without their funding and without all these activities, you know, you just wouldn't be doing anything, really, you know. And it gets you out and about, meeting so many people, doing things you wouldn't do. All the staff at the Sight and Sound Centre in Truro are quite wonderful and so helpful, and they do such a lot for us. And also our drivers. Without our drivers, of course, which are funded by CBA, we wouldn't be able to go anywhere without them either, you know. So they are all wonderful.